Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend at Gordon G. Chang. I tell a story from 2001, how the supercomputer that maintains life on board, bound for the mystery of the monolith, how has motives. And in the course of time, our two heroes, in order to very carefully prepare for what's going wrong with how, hide themselves in a spacecraft that seals off the outside so Hal can't hear them. And yet Hal has talent. One of his talents is to read lips so he can see through the portal in the spacecraft with his seeing eye and read the lips of their plot to turn him off. This leads Hal to make some murderous decisions. I tell that story because of this report, quite fantastic, in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. officials are growing concerned that giant Chinese-made cranes operating at American ports across the country, including at several used by the military, could give Beijing a possible spying tool hiding in plain sight. Gordon, this is flabbergasting. When I came across this story at first, I thought it was a send-up. What is going on here, Gordon? The scale of spying, the surveillance balloon, the Huawei, the TikTok, a crane?
Yes, a crane. And this crane is more than just steel, John. It has software. And that software is monitored at ZPMC's headquarters in Shanghai. So they can troubleshoot from there. Well, John, if they can troubleshoot, they can not only surveil, but they can also disable, or they can make these cranes go crazy. So clearly, this is one more example of China using its devices to surveil and perhaps to disrupt American society.
We welcome our colleague, Alan Tonelson. This is our guru on trade and supply chain and the world of globalization. Alan, is this fresh to you? It flabbergasts me. Using a crane as a spy tool, does it make sense?
John, it is flabbergasting to some extent, but it's also something that we should have been, that U.S. officials charged with protecting our national security should have been aware of all along, because practically every piece of advanced machinery on this planet has got semiconductors and various other electronics components, and virtually all of these semiconductors and electronic components are all networked. And so if these products are coming in from China, you have to recognize that the distinct possibility of them being used for spying exists. And it's also a very important reminder that if we're going to be thinking seriously about strengthening the country's defense manufacturing base, about ensuring that our economy has more resilience, is better protected from spying from China, we have to recognize that this involves fostering capabilities in much more than simply semiconductors and actual weapon systems. This has to involve strengthening the entire U.S. manufacturing base, because there is no more fine line between goods that are used for defense purposes and goods that are used for civilian purposes that are now totally integrated.
Gordon, let me understand that China's now so aggressive, it believes that it can use all of its products, especially those with semiconductors, to spy on the United States. Where did this come from, Gordon? Is this something out of the Chinese culture that I haven't read about? It's a weird version of reality.
No, it's not out of Chinese culture. It's out of Communist Party culture. Communism believes that it must rule the entire planet, that there cannot be the higher state of communism if there are still capitalist societies. So although a lot of Americans don't want to think about this, clearly you have an aggressive regime in Beijing. Now, it's made even worse in China because there's this notion of Tianxia, that the Chinese must rule the entire planet. So you put those two together, Tianxia and communism, you come up with some pretty aggressive group of rulers in the top of the Communist Party.
You have a question for Alan.
Alan, you know, you point about networked devices. We're moving towards a 5G world, which was once called the Internet of Things, where every device is connected to the Internet. And it's not just cranes or it's everything, including your pacemaker,
right.
Your front door, your car, your toaster.
You got it.
And really what we have here is that China, in an event of a war, would be able to totally disrupt U.S. society, to disable everything that we have, or to make those devices operate in ways in which we don't want them to. And yet what it seems to me is we have a political culture that has yet to grasp the maliciousness of China and the ability of China to do these things. Your thoughts?
I fully agree. And we also have a political culture that so far seems to think that it's perfectly satisfactory to address these threats by taking baby steps. And I'll give you one more example. Just this past week, we've had Democratic Senator Mark Warner from Virginia introducing a bill before Congress that would give the president the authority to ban TikTok from U.S. phones. Now, that sounds fine, but why don't we simply ban TikTok? There is certainly enough evidence that TikTok is ultimately controlled by the Chinese regime. There's certainly enough evidence that it's got phenomenal data collection capabilities that threaten the privacy of every American who uses it. And yet again, we've got this baby step approach. Let's give the authority to the president to ban it. Why not simply ban it? This has taken so long. To me, it's just unforgivable.
Alan, who knew that HAL 9000 was a Chinese product? We didn't think about that in 1969 when that movie came out. However, today, we're willing to entertain the fact that everything coming from China or a third party manufactured by China is a threat to the United States. Now, you say that Washington is paying attention. I applaud Senator Warner for moving effectively. But is it paying attention? Does it understand this whole of government means whole of gizmos as well?
And as a result, it means whole of economy. And that's the conclusion that I don't think Washington has come to yet. I do think that policymakers on both sides of the aisle still retain the hope that this threat can be countered through what you might call siloed approaches, focusing on semiconductors, focusing on actual weapon systems. Now, there's no doubt that not every single manufactured good that we import from China is as crucial to national defense as is every other one. But to such an enormous extent, they're all related and they've all got what are called dual-use capabilities in both the military and the civilian spheres. And unless you have a national strategy and a strong determination to revitalize the entire American manufacturing base with the express purpose of decoupling from the Chinese economy, we're always going to be lagging behind. And it's very unlikely it's very likely that we're going to be caught with our pants down when the stuff hits the fan.
And Gordon, your measure of Washington these days, because you're in conversation around the world, is Washington focused on this now? We have this crane story, but you can start looking wherever there are chips, from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Is Washington doing it, Gordon? We have 30 seconds.
Washington knows about the problem, as Alan says, but there is a lack of sense of urgency. Mm. And really, right now, the issue is not so much direction, but time. And we don't have as much of it as people in Washington think.
Alan Tonelson is an independent economic policy analyst. He blogs at Reality Check. You can find him at Alan Tonelson on Twitter, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.